Welcome to the Live, Laugh, and Love podcast. It is my prayer that you're living your life to the fullest, laughing through the ups and downs, and loving others as Christ loves you. This is your fabulous host, Minister Devon, bringing you the truth with lots of inspiration and a whole lot of love. Now, let's get into it. Deuteronomy 30:19 in the New King James Version says, "I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both of you and your descendants may live." I'm going to ask that you pray for me as I do the podcast. I've been struggling with my voice a lot lately, and my thoughts. So I'm going to try to do a podcast because it's been a while and I miss it. So let's get into the word today, shall we? Did you know that with your words, you can either bless your future or curse your future? Your words have creative power. If you want to know what your life is going to be like 5 years from now, well, just listen to what you're saying about yourself today. Too many people go around saying, "I'll never get well. I'll never get out of debt. It's the flu season. It's coronavirus. I'll probably get it." Lies. "This marriage is never going to last." Again, lies. Then they wonder why they don't see things turn around. It's because they're calling defeat into their future. They're calling in mediocrity. But don't let that be you. When you get up in the morning, no matter how you feel and no matter what things look like, instead of using your words to describe your situation, use your word to change your situation. Make a declaration of faith by saying, "This is going to be a great day. I have God's favor. He's directing my step." When you do that, you know what you're doing? You're choosing life and blessings instead of curse and destruction. You're calling in favor, increase in opportunities, and you will move forward in the life of blessing that God has just for you. Think about this. Our words have tremendous power and are very similar to seeds. When we speak in them aloud, they are planted in our subconscious mind and they take root, they grow, and produce fruit of the same kind. Whether we speak positive or negative words, we will reap exactly what we sow. That's why we need to be extremely careful about what we think and say. Not just about ourselves, but to each other. Father, thank you for another day to praise you. I commit my words to you today. I know my words have creative power, and I will use them to speak life and victory. I choose to speak good things over my life and bless my future. I declare this is going to be a great day. I have God's favor. You are directing my step and you have a bright future for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now go choose life and go conquer your blessing. It's there for the taking. Do you want it? Until next time, live your life to the fullest. Laugh through the ups and downs. And love others as Christ loves you.